Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Our letter for today is C, and our word is critical thinking. This is our entrepreneur series A to Z, and we're still in the early stages of C, and you may notice that there are several C words, but I promise you, I really scrubbed the list to break it down or to hone it down to the words that I really felt were important or critical. And so if there are more than one word or concept for a particular letter, it's just because I really felt that these were words that we needed to put on the table, to address, to add into your vocabulary, put them on your radar, so to speak. Because all of this, you stir it all together. This is the secret sauce that will help you be successful, but also to help you avoid some of the common pitfalls. You may be successful in your own right doing it your way, but why not if these will help you get a leg up and help you do it easier and smarter versus having to reinvent the wheel? Why not take a little bit of sage advice from people who have done it, gone through it, you know, had their own bouts of trial and error and willing and wanting to pass on this knowledge, this experience. It's fast tracking your experience. So with that said, let's jump into critical thinking. Critical thinking is how you approach breaking down a problem and coming up with a solution. Critical thinking, they're in it as we break it down. Critical, you think of, you know, criticizing. And criticizing, think of that as in a positive way, as in challenging things that you might assume or accept as being the norm or the traditional way of doing things. That's what critical thinking is, for you to say why, to ask why, and not just asking why of everyone else, but actually turning it on yourself and being very self-aware of sometimes just your natural inclination to be closed-minded. That's really what is the key message here, is be aware of when you're being closed-minded, when you're imposing your own limitations putting up walls, saying what you can't and what you won't do and what you're not going to do or what you're not going to consider. And in some cases, people even go to the extreme that they resist doing or trying something simply because someone else suggested it. Sometimes our mindset as entrepreneurs is, I'm going to do it my way. I'm only going to do it my way. And what that turns into is, I'm not going to listen to anyone. But the reality is that other people have some of the same ideals or even suggestions that you may not have thought of, but that doesn't lessen you as an entrepreneur or an innovator or an inventor to get feedback. It's the exact opposite of something that's at the heart of being agile and having business agility, which is fast feedback. Getting it in front of your intended audience, your targeted audience, your consumer, your customer, and them giving you just some honest truths and you being willing to hear and accept them. And the reality is that sometimes your first customers might be friends and family. And it's easy to say or to look at the source and dismiss it. But if they're representative of your potential customers, they might just be giving you the honest truth. And you're going to hear it sooner or later. You're going to get validation. So not every one-off comment is sage advice. I agree with you there. But when you hear it two and three times, three and four times, by the fifth time, just accept the fact that you're being stubborn. People are saying this for a reason. There's a reaction. And when you close off other people, then they may stop reacting. When you're not getting any feedback, no one's giving you any suggestions, it might be that they've come to the conclusion they won't listen. So let them find out their own way in their own time. And you might be resigned to that. Yes, that's the way I want to do it. I want to find out my own way. But that can be expensive. And the reality is, for most entrepreneurs, you don't have that type of revenue and capital and loose change sitting around. And you just don't have that kind of time and energy to expend if you can eliminate something or change course or pivot as quickly as possible. And on top of that, you have to go into it, especially from, and I want to tie it back to critical thinking specifically, because I could take us in a whole different direction as we talk about, you know, being stubborn, being closed-minded. But let me just focus more on critical thinking. Critical thinking, it's a form of analysis. And that word analysis comes from breaking things apart. Sometimes you're trying to just look at the big picture. And sometimes you got to go deep. You got to do what we call a deep dive into the root cause, the root of the problem, as well as the root of the solution. And in that solutioning, you've got to look at a lot of different options and then take even the options that you love that seem so obvious, so in line with what you want to do, and to be able to critique your best idea. So in a way, critiquing yourself. But this is in a way what you're signing up for as an entrepreneur. You are your own feedback loop. I talked about this in another term that we review and go over, is that you now don't, when you step out of that traditional kind of corporate setting where a manager reviews you and gives you feedback and assesses you and gives you a score and maybe your raise and promotion depends on it, you're trading that in for that you get to come up with a bright idea. You might even have the resources and time and expertise to execute very quickly. But you also have to be honest with yourself. Is this what I should be doing? Is this what I should be doing now? Is this what the customer wants? You've got to ask yourself all of those critical, there's that word, critical thinking, critical questions to understand a different point of view, to step outside of your own emotional investment, you feeling that this is your baby and that you want to protect your baby, and you're self-conscious about calling your baby ugly before anyone else. And you feeling that you can uniquely change what people think about your ugly baby. I'm going to change them. Or just having putting up again a wall and saying they can love it or leave it. But the reality, again, your reality, your self reality check is you as a long-term entrepreneur and business owner cannot walk around with this shield of they can love it or leave it. You need your customers, your consumers, your target audience, the people that are going to pay for your goods and services, to love it, and love it. And you have to, at every turn, every decision, every problem that you come across, you have to approach it in an unselfish way. Make sure that you're not becoming an entrepreneur with the mindset of I, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to do it, and this is how I'm going to build it, and this is how I'm going to sell it, because those I's are indicative of they can love it or leave it, when it's got to be about them. So, critical thinking, being able to critique, being able to challenge. And the first thing you need to be able to challenge is your own motivation. That's all for today. I hope that I went up a register just to give you a little jolt, because today is, you know, that it's a heavy topic and some people may not take it very well. But just want you to know that I say it from a place of helping you to grow. If it did resonate with you, it just is, I don't know who's hearing this, but those who do listen and hear it, this may be just the reality check that you needed. And if so, I hope that you will use it. There might be a lot of people that says, this doesn't apply to me. Maybe you need to listen to it again, because maybe it does and you're already in denial. But at any rate, it's something that we all have to do. And I do it. I have to check myself. But it doesn't, because you may have to change your mindset and what you thought being an entrepreneur was, doesn't mean it's not the greatest, most rewarding feeling when all is said and done. All right, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more of our episodes. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.